Getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world. Common Sense Radio. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
All righty. You know, Donald Trump was exactly right. The whole exercise for CNBC had little to do with the debate. It had everything to do with making money. Let's be honest, it didn't cost CNBC anything to speak out, to put the debate on primetime last night. What did they get out of it? Tremendous ratings. It'll be the greatest ratings boon in the history of that weaselly little network. And then you have to ask yourself, is this a systemic cancer across NBC News? I used to work at NBC News. It was a great organization at one time. But I'll tell you, the shine is off the pumpkin. The shine is definitely off the pumpkin when you look at the embarrassing. I mean, those were like seventh grade questions last night. So we'll get back to Congressman Tim Walberg here in one moment. But let's just play Marco Rubio responding to more of the nonsense and addressing these people from CNBC. Go.
Trump, if I may just say, let me follow up on this for just a moment. You had talked a little bit about Marco Rubio. I think you called him Mark Zuckerberg's personal senator because he was in favor of the H-1B.
I never said that.
So this was an erroneous article the whole way
He's
around?
He's got another gentleman in Florida who happens to be a very nice guy, but not...
My apologies. I'm sorry.
He's really doing some bad facts.
Since I've been mentioned, can I respond?
Yes, you may.
You know, the Democrats have the ultimate super PAC. It's called the mainstream media. Whoever single day. And I'll tell you why. Last week, Hillary Clinton went before a committee. She admitted she had sent emails to her family saying, hey, this attack in Benghazi was caused by al-Qaeda-like elements. She spent over a week telling the families of those victims and the American people that it was because of a video. And yet the mainstream media is going around saying it was the greatest week in Hillary Clinton's campaign. It was the week she got exposed as a liar. It was the week that she got...
Yeah, the greatest week in her campaign, and she's a liar. You know, and Rubio's exactly right. And there you have it. More evidence. And you wonder, you know, how are we supposed to take these people seriously? Congressman Walberg, welcome back. But, I mean, here's the thing. Most people are so busy, they don't have time to sit there and sort it out like you and I do every Thursday here. They catch this program or this or that. But they're fed a steady diet of garbage from the mainstream media about how Hillary Clinton, you know, had the greatest week ever. She was caught lying. Rubio's right. And yet what people are going to hear from NBC and ABC and CBS, great week for her, and the Donald Trump's a clown, and, you know, Ben Carson's an idiot, and all this other nonsense. That's what they get. That's what the mainstream media feeds these people. It is embarrassing. Go.
Well, it is embarrassing for the media, but they seem to have no shame and are committed to a cause that I think they were trained to be involved with, and that's to... move America toward a more socialist type system, and certainly not support those of us who believe in limited government with liberty and opportunity for everyone, with the opportunity for the grassroots of our country to build our economy, an economy that then benefits them, allows them to care for their families and give hope and prosperity to their families that follow after. That is not arranged by a governmental system. That is arranged by people who are free and do what they want to do within the confines of the Constitution and law.
That's right. All right, so big day today. We've only got a couple of minutes left here, Congressman, but I want to talk about, obviously, big day today for Congress. Is today the day that Paul Ryan takes the gavel?
Well, it appears that would be the case. He was nominated and then won the election in the House Republican Conference yesterday, so it'll be a Paul Ryan-Nancy Pelosi runoff today. For who will be speaker.
Now, who are you going to vote for? I said, which one of those two are you going to vote for?
Well, I'll get back to you. No, I'm voting for Paul.
Nancy's such a nice lady. Anyhow, go on.
Well, we can see what Nancy assisted in doing and helping to push our country back when she was Speaker of the House for 2 years, and we saw Obamacare passed. Signed into law, we saw Dodd-Frank, the takeover of the financial industry, which is destroying that industry right now, even as we speak. That was passed. We saw her pass out of the House cap and trade, rabid in environmental legislation. And we saw her pass out a stimulus plan that only stimulated the government economy. So, no, Nancy's not going to be our speaker. And Paul... Paul has a big job to undertake.
No, he does.
It's a thankless job, and I'll be supporting it.
All right. Well, next time we get together then, Congressman, we'll talk about Paul Ryan and the agenda, because hopefully we'll get some sense of that today. Congressman Wahlberg, always a pleasure, and we'll get a sense of that before we talk next week and kind of figure out where we're going. So I appreciate your time very much.
Thanks for having me on. Have a great weekend.
There you have it. Congressman Tim Wahlberg, everybody, from the 7th Congressional District. Paul Ryan coming in to take the gavel. It's a big day for him. Wanted to jump over to the hotline now. The number is 888-900-9966. Kevin has been waiting patiently on the line in Williamston today. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, brother. I appreciate it very much. As you know, I always tell you, I love your show, man. It's awesome. But I watched the debates last night. It was absolutely embarrassing. You know, I've been in the media for 28 years, now out of it, but I have never in my entire 53 years of life ever witnessed so many unpolished moderators in my entire life. These guys, it was like watching public access TV filled with
shameful.
A bunch of socialists and liberals. It was disgusting.
No, it was shameful. I mean, here's the thing. I used to work for NBC News for a number of years, and I'm looking at that going, my God, I would have done a better job, but I know lots of people at local TV stations that would have done a far better job in talking about actual, a little something we like to call, well, issues, actually.
Well, I don't mean to butter you up, but I've told you many times, in your style, you're that national sound. You've got a great sound on there. Plus, you're fair, and not to steal a Fox News statement, but you're fair and balanced. These guys, absolutely, the guy on the right, I don't know what his name was, but what a weasel. I'm sorry for being so pointed on my comments here, but this guy's a weasel. The way he was coming at all of the candidates, like, you know, Senator Rubio, you know, why did you say this? The way the guy came across was so disrespectful, so high-handed, it was absolutely disgusting. I'm so embarrassed for the news media. I'm embarrassed for what's going on out there.
Kevin, I couldn't agree more. Thank you so much for the kind words, and thank you for your insight, having all that time in the media. Greatly appreciate it, my friend. It's Thursday. It's the Steve Gruber Show. 888-900-9966, the hotline number. Common sense, encouraged. Call us anytime.